Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is everything wrong with society. This is a fight that once again pushes the message that clout, money, and influence is valued above everything else in our society. And while it's going to be fun to watch the fight, the fact that it's even taking place can tell us a lot about where society is headed. If you were to have told somebody 50 years ago about this situation, it would just seem laughable, absurd, and downright stupid. But now it's becoming increasingly acceptable that any influencer with enough followers can become the face of boxing, taking down older men from their former glory and using their reputation to force your brand into the public consciousness. Boxing is meant to be a test of strength and durability, a display of discipline and dedication. Jake Paul and just influencer culture in general has turned this into a spectacle. And on the surface, it makes sense. It's great marketing, it brings in a bunch of cash, and may actually promote boxing as a whole. And of course, Jake Paul and lots of these other influencers are playing a role. Just like when he started building his brand online, Paul's had no issue making himself the supposed villain. He almost seems to revel in it, playing up the arrogant persona he spent years building and angering fans whenever he could. Now, most amateurs in boxing have to claw their way to the top. They spend years honing their skills before they're even given a shot at recognition, much less the big leagues. Paul, in contrast, with clout and influence, has essentially paid his way to fight in the big leagues. And if you have enough money and clout, it seems like in our society today, you can almost do anything now, no matter where it's fair, just, or not. Using his money and influence, he was able to get athletes with legends behind their names to fight him. And to his audience, he was taking on the best of the best, which added weight to his declarations of being a great fighter when he won. And it annoyed boxing fans to no end, especially since most could see that almost all of his fights favored him. All of his opponents seemed to be older, retired fighters in financially difficult spots. That, or they weren't even boxers. Take his fight with Ben Askren, for example. In his prime, Askren was an incredible fighter, so good in fact that he represented the US at the 2008 Olympics. Jake Paul's decision to take on a former Olympic athlete was impressive, almost brave. However, this loses all meaning when you start to realize that Askren is a wrestler and not a boxer. The influencer wasn't fighting one of the best US wrestlers, he was fighting the worst striker in the UFC history. While the fights definitely weren't staged, it was apparent that Paul had taken the easy way to the top. And it's not necessarily his fault if he's able to do it and make a bunch of money from doing it, it kind of makes sense. But at the same time, the fact that this stuff is allowed and just continues to go on, taking precedence over real boxing, is showing what's really valued. It isn't just the dedication, skill, rising to the top from nothing. What the sport really seems to be valuing today is clout, money, and superficial flashiness. This is why boxing elites and many others question the legitimacy of his career. Many suspected the influencer wouldn't stand a chance against a professional boxer. And the same could be said for KSI and all these other influencers. So spurred on by the fact that no one trusted in his ability, and the fact that Jake is a relatively good boxer, he challenged Tommy Fury. Fury is the only pro boxer Paul has actually dared to fight, and it's obvious why. Having grown used to the slower pace of former opponents, Paul wasn't ready for Fury's rapid-fire hits, and unsurprisingly, Fury won, and those who doubted the influencer's skills felt justified. Now, most people could ignore Jake again. For the average person, he slipped back into oblivion. As a result, his next few fights were bittersweet wins, but they just weren't landing the same, and the now 27-year-old wasn't really having it. He needed a fight that would grab people's attention, something that would anger them so much that they couldn't help but pay attention to him. A boxing fight that should never happen. A fight that's completely about just clout, money, and nothing else. He needed to challenge one of the most iconic fighters in the world. A fighter who was once so dangerous, Jake's life would have been in danger had he fought him in his prime. Mike Tyson.
There's one thing that you can't deny about Jake Paul. He's confident. Few people can challenge Iron Mike to a fight and come out the other side unscathed, even at his age. Many who faced the boxer in the ring got their backsides handed to them. One even lost part of his ear. So when Jake issued his challenge, fans' responses ranged from outrage to excitement. But the real elephant in the room here is that Tyson is obviously 3 decades older than the influencer. He made a name for himself in the boxing world before Paul was even born. The only reason he stopped was because he couldn't do it anymore. During his time in the ring, Tyson fought in 58 matches and won 50 of them. And most of these were knockouts, his most iconic being against Michael Spinks in 1988. In just over 91 seconds, he knocked Spinks out. The fight is now famed as the 6th shortest heavyweight title fight in history. And even though he's nearing 60, which seems to level out the playing field, he should really never be fighting Jake Paul in the first place. Now, for a man pushing 60, Tyson is in incredible shape. Leading up to his fight with Paul, he hit his sparring partner so hard that he had to be sent to hospital. Not only that, but Gene Kilroy, a longtime friend of Muhammad Ali, was shocked at how far he'd come despite his age.
This is the strongest I've ever seen you.
Yeah?
Yeah, the strongest I've ever, and I know you since you're 13. I think this impressed the shit out of me. Nothing impresses me.
As fit as he may be, that doesn't erase the fact that Tyson is old and is currently dealing with the consequences of his tumultuous past. He was even forced to postpone his initial fight with Jay due to health complications, and he's dealing with more than just ulcer flare-ups that need immediate medical attention. As in 2022, Tyson had to use a walking stick and a wheelchair due to nerve issues that affected his legs. Health issues aside, he also hasn't fought professionally in over 20 years, which is why many people are worried that this bout with Jake might actually be too much for him. Promoters like Eddie Hearn have been particularly outspoken about the ordeal. His biggest concerns are the danger Tyson will be putting himself in and the lack of respect for the integrity of the sport.
Because I think it's just disrespectful to the sport, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to watch my all-time favourite fighters, one of my heroes, I guess, in a boxing ring at 55 years of age, a shell of what he once was.
He made it clear that if Tyson got seriously hurt in the ring, it was on the people who allowed this match to even happen. And Jake has actually also shown concern for the older fighter's health as well. After Tyson's ulcer flare-up in May, he assured people his primary concern was the boxer's health. However, he's also not giving Tyson much choice in the matter. Now, of course, Paul seems to be running on pure ego in the build-up to this fight. If you listen to any of his interviews, it's evident that he's on an unearned power trip. Sure, he's spoken about how honored he is that Tyson agreed to fight him.
It is an honor to step in there with one of the three biggest legends in the history of the sport.
But he's also regularly declared that he's fighting Tyson and no one else. It puts the boxer in an awkward position. Either he doesn't fight the influencer, ending his boxing career once and for all, which most would welcome. Or he risks a dangerous fight that could leave him hurt and ruin the reputation of boxing as a whole. Jake is also constantly talking himself up, something that's unsurprising for clout-hungry influencers. But he seems particularly overconfident. It's almost like he's compensating for something. The what for revealed itself in an interview at the end of last month. While talking with the Today Show Australia, Paul insisted he is a killer, and that he was born to be world champion, not an easy task for a non-professional boxer. But nonetheless, he's determined to be so.
People just think I'm this nice, crazy, smiley social media content creator. I like to have fun. You know, I've always been the class clown, but I'm a killer. This is what I was bred to do. This is my destiny.
However, he sounds less like a manager of his abilities and more like someone trying to get people to take him seriously. And perhaps he cares more about what people think than he's letting on. And unfortunately for him, everyone but his YouTube audience seems to be on Tyson's side. Even fighters like Quinton Jackson and Conor McGregor want Tyson to shut that kid up and rattle him. But this fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is more than just an embarrassment for the boxing world. It will become a demonstration of how society rewards and often values showmanship over hard work. These kinds of novelty bouts are nearly always disappointing and they're always forgotten shortly afterwards. Everyone remembers George Foreman's fight against Ali, or the time he took back the belt a stunning 2 decades later. But barely anyone remembers the time he fought 5 men in one night. It just doesn't really have the same place in history, as it comes across just so absurd. And even that fight was still a great display of strength and boxing prowess. But these influencer fights are a bit different to the classic exhibition matches we used to see. At first, they just fought between each other. It was completely opaque with what they were doing with the first Logan v KSI fight. Both of the influencers got to advertise themselves in front of a whole new audience. It was also a great way of perpetuating and monetizing their manufactured feuds. Years after their fights, Logan and KSI are now in business selling Moldy Lunchable knockoffs, making it seem like they were always friends and business partners. Before, these fights were clearly just about the money and you could easily ignore them to focus on real boxing matches. But now these fights are starting to poison the rest of boxing, and if they continue to bring in massive crowds, they could easily become the norm. This is one of the first of these big fights that actually isn't an exhibition match. It's going on both of their records. So if Jake Paul does end up victorious, it would be a fitting analogy for the state of boxing right now. New money triumphing over an old, tired ex-champion. It's made even more tragic by the fact that Tyson is one of those rare modern celebrities who's famous directly a result of his own grit and talent. And you can't really blame him for cashing in on his past achievements, as Tyson will earn a reported $20 million from the fight. But staggeringly, that's only half of what Jake Paul will make. It still doesn't seem right. It's often a sad story when ex-boxers go back into the ring against far younger men if they lose badly. Another reason influencers have latched onto boxing is that it gives them a feeling of legitimacy. Jake Paul wants to make it as a boxer, or at least he says that he does, because it would be a real achievement. He never will, of course, and his ego tripping takes up space and attention which is directly needed by the rest of the boxing world. There are obviously far more skilled boxers in the world, people who have dedicated years to climbing up the ranks, and many will never even get a taste of the viewership drawn to the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. And it's kind of infuriating that an influencer who's been in the game for a few years can earn more from showing up to a fight than a pro can ever win from winning one, especially for long-time boxing fans. Even more infuriating is how little new audience audiences actually care about the sport. While influencers are introducing an entire generation to boxing, there's little to no interest in pro matches anymore, as the only thing that's actually promoted by the boxing networks is drama between influencers and how quickly they can take each other out. And this is all because influencer fights are just a lot more flashier. They're essentially WWE without the professionals or safety measures. It's no wonder that Logan Paul's new move is to literally work for the WWE. And the fact that this is just boxing now is warping the young generation's sense of value and success. It seems like these days, your success is often measured just by how many followers you have. It doesn't even matter if you're skilled at your craft. If you aren't earning vast amounts of money from it, you just aren't successful. Or rather, that's the mindset of a lot of the younger generation, as learned from following people like Jake Paul and other influencers. Now, he may inspire someone to follow in his footsteps, but what happens when they don't succeed as fast as he did? They may get frustrated to the point they resent the sport and eventually drop it. While the situation is hypothetical, it is still very likely. But even more worrying is the fact that to make it as a boxer, or anything really in life anymore, it's more about your clout and appearance rather than the substance behind it. Valuing flashiness over professionalism is extending far beyond just boxing. And even more worryingly is that we're starting to see this in the political sphere, as people have completely forgotten today that they shouldn't really rely on their favorite celebrities for political guidance, nor celebrities to run for president, as their expertise is flashiness and entertainment, not what's best for an entire country's governance. But as younger generations are pushed more and more towards distrusting their government that has abandoned them, they rely on stars to make their critical decisions. So many people trust celebrity agendas more than even politicians. They'll trust Hollywood stars' virtue signaling or billionaires trying to be relatable more than actual professionals in the field. Just like the boxing fights that we're starting to see, hatred and division is the best thing to make money. It's the best thing that gets views, and it's the best things to profit from these views. Just like in politics, the stronger and more dividing your opinions, the more fame and attention you seem to get, and thus the more power. Which is leading to a world where we value superficial facades and increasing division and disunity over everything else. An entire society continually arguing over who's going to win in a fight and who looks the best. Now, in regards to this fight, the fight will be huge. It'll probably go down as one of the biggest events in the sport's history, but not because of the skill involved. It's all just because of outrage clicks. People wanting to see Jake get punched in the face by Mike, and laughing at his weakened abilities. All for a giant profit from the flashiness, no substance fight, thus changing boxing for the absolute worst. No matter what happens in this fight, Jake Paul won't emerge as a hero, and he knows that. It's just part of the persona. If he actually does beat Mike Tyson, he might become the face of boxing for a little bit. But he's also the guy who beat up an old man for that title to get more views and clout. On the other hand, if Tyson wins, Jake Paul will be the laughingstock of the sport. But as much as people will continue to shame him, he doesn't care what people think, and it's easy to see why. At the end of the day, he will make a bunch of money from this and become more famous for it. And you can't really blame him for that. It's more the fact that he's rewarded for doing so in the first place. And this is just one of the most frustrating things about this entire situation. While you might not want to support the fights, there is one big silver lining to it all that we haven't discussed. The undercard. Lots of these fights are entirely deserving of their own spot in the limelight, like Taylor vs Serrano too. Their first fight was a sight to behold. It was a war, going to the full 10 rounds and ending in a controversial split decision. Now, the long-awaited rematch, which was put on hold when the Tyson Paul fight got delayed in July, is finally happening. It's the decider between two world champions at the top of their class. This is the fight to watch on the night, not the novelty match afterwards. Then there's the showdown in the men's WBC welterweight belt, between Barrios and Ramos. And while Barrios is the clear favourite in the rankings and record, there's still a lot of potential for an upset. They're both dangerous fights, and while lots of their previous fights with other opponents have gone the distance, a fiery finish isn't completely off the table. Obviously, there's been far less publicity for these fights, and it's a shame they're on the undercard at all. But the hunger and drive that these real athletes have far outweighs all of that. At the end of the day, this is what should be getting people's attention. So if you already have a Netflix subscription, these are the fights worth tuning into. And if you've got the time and the curiosity, maybe watch the fight that happens after as well.